Jesus, his disciples, and his mother Mary were at a wedding when the unthinkable happened. Although the bridegroom thought he had properly prepared for the week-long wedding feast, there was no more wine. This had remarkable impact, not only by cutting short the wedding celebration, but as a curse on the new couple. Mary enlisted Jesus' help and instructed the servants to do whatever Jesus said. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with some water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." Many of the rituals followed by the faithful Jewish community included washing various items. Plates and bowls were washed, as were each person's hands. Various foods were washed before preparation so to maintain a ritual cleanliness. If a person ate ritually unclean food, they were not able to partake of the evening sacrifice. They could not be part of any religious activities for a set amount of time. Therefore, the host of the wedding celebration ensured there was water on hand so that those present would be able to maintain their status as ritually clean. May our Lord grant us faith to hear his word and to follow him in all things. Amen.